Did you know that the temperature inside a parked car can be as much as 30 to 40 degrees hotter than the outside temperature? And every year, hundreds of children are left in those cars, and in extreme cases, can die there, tragically, when a parent or caregiver either forgets the car or doesn't think about the consequences. Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones, Executive Director at SCAN of Northern Virginia, and my guest today is Emily Crown with Fire Rescue of Montgomery County and the Safe Kids Coalition. Today, we'll discuss ways to prevent children being left alone in cars, helpful tips for parents and caregivers to remind themselves of the danger, and how our community is working to educate more people about the dangers of leaving kids in cars. Thank you for joining us, Emily.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a very important topic.
Absolutely. So what are the basic guidelines about when you can leave a child or children in a parked car?
Oh, that's very easy. There are no guidelines. Never, ever, not for 1 minute, leave a child alone in a car.
That should be a pretty easy rule to remember.
Yes, it is.
But it happens, so obviously we need to talk a little bit more about how to make that happen. So let's start with the realities. How fast does a car heat up?
Well, a car can heat up very quickly. In less than 10 minutes, the temperature can go up 20 degrees, just like that. So even on a day that it might seem like it's not so bad out, 75, 80 degrees, the temperature in a car can heat up very rapidly. And that's just in the first few minutes. On hot days, it can easily be 30, 40, 50 degrees hotter, so really rapid.
And you said just a little over half of the children who die in cars because of hypothermia, it's because the parent forgot. It wasn't intentional. So talk a little bit more about how common that is and how we need to address that.
Well, unfortunately, it happens. We are all very busy people, and the first thing I always hear after a tragedy is people saying, how could anybody do that? How could you ever forget your child? But people get very distracted. They get very busy. We're all multitasking. And what generally happens in these cases is something changed in the parent's routine. Normally, mom brought the child to daycare, but today, dad's going to bring the child to daycare. Something changed. Some phone call came in that gets people distracted. And this is happening to judges, doctors, lawyers, nurses, teachers, very upstanding people who care about kids. This is not just, you know, what kind of a parent would do that type situation. And it's absolutely devastating for the person involved, their entire family, obviously. And, you know, if you can forget your cell phone ever or your driver's license or your wallet or something that you think you should never forget, you can forget a child. Absolutely. Children often fall asleep in the car. They're not making a lot of noise. And if you just happen to hear your cell phone ring or something happens right at the wrong time, this happens.
Mm-hmm. So what are some tips that you suggest to parents, particularly of young children? Because we do think that they're safer in the back seat.
Absolutely,
they
are safer.
Which is part of the issue, right? Because
yes,
they're less visible. So what are some of the tips and ideas that you offer parents?
Well, the first thing is, of course, you want to avoid the situation. So you want to make it a habit that you always look at the back of your car before you leave your car. Put something that you always would take with you when you're getting to your destination, your purse, your cell phone. I have people that leave their left shoe in the back, whatever it is. So, you know, just always check the back. Make sure that you've done that circular check of your car before you leave it. So you want to try to avoid the situation. You want to create reminders to yourself. I've had people put a teddy bear in their child's car seat, and then when they put them in the car seat, put the teddy bear right up front with them. Like, why is this teddy bear next to my purse? Oh, yes, I have a child. As silly as it sounds, whatever it is, you want to create those reminders so that you have a backup. Another really good one, since so many people, this is involving taking a child to or from daycare, definitely make sure that whoever's caring for your child calls if a child doesn't show up, and right away, so that, you know, as little time goes by as possible. That's another really good reminder. You know, put a note on your desk at work. Where is Sally or whatever? You know, did Sally go to daycare? Whatever. Have people at work say to you when you get in, so did you bring your child to? I mean, it all seems silly, but the more reminders we have, the better.
Absolutely. Great suggestions and concrete suggestions, I think, that can be helpful for folks. One of the organizations that we work with in Prince William, the Child Protection Partnership, is putting up stickers in the windows of shops and childcare centers that's just a reminder, you know, never leave a child in a car, just so that as you're coming in the front door, you sort of get that reminder.
So you do want to, you know, look before you lock. You want to, you know, avoid it. You want to create the reminders. But if all of those things fail, if you see a child in a car, if you see the parent or the driver leaving the car, say something right then. If you see a child alone in a car, call 911. They are trained to deal with getting the child out. Absolutely don't ignore it. Don't say, oh, I'm just going to be a busybody. You know, I don't want to get involved. I don't want to make somebody angry. You could save a life by calling 911, because when those temperatures heat up, a child's cells start to die at 108. It doesn't take much for them to. They are much more sensitive to losing fluid and everything than we adults are. So they can go very rapidly. And even if they don't totally die, they can end up with, you know, vision problems, kidney problems, all kinds of long-term issues. So that call that you might, you know, be hesitating about could definitely save a life or prevent a huge tragedy. So
absolutely,
ignore it if you see it.
And if we know that it in 10 minutes it can rise up those 20 degrees, waiting around to see if the parent comes back sort of eats up the time that
absolutely
it might take fire and rescue or the police to get there.
If
and
the
to
parent
break
comes
in
back a minute later, just say, I was so concerned about your child that the fire engines are coming. I'm so sorry. You know, if your first sentence out of your mouth is, your child's safety is very important to me, I just didn't want anything to happen. Sometimes people forget, whatever. That's far better to deal with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're just joining us, this is Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with Emily Crown from Safe Kids Montgomery and the Fire and Rescue in Montgomery County. And we're talking about the dangers of leaving a child unattended in a vehicle. So we covered sort of the parent who might forget, but other times parents don't forget. They simply think, I'm just running in to pick up milk, or I'm just sort of going to run in and pay the gas station and I won't be long. And they don't realize that it can be dangerous. So how do you talk to the community who might have that perception?
Well, a lot of times people think they're going to be really quick, and then they don't know that when they're going in to get the newspaper or pick up the dry cleaning, there's a line, or they don't know when they're running into their house to unload the groceries that they're going to get a phone call or something's going to happen. So, and there are other reasons. You don't want to leave your child alone in the car. What if somebody kidnaps your child? What if somebody hijacks the car? What if the car's brake goes off? And it's, I mean, there are many, many reasons that you don't want to leave a child alone. And I'm not totally naive. I raised three children. I'm a grandparent. I know how hard it is to wake a sleeping child or lift the carrier out. I know it's a pain. Obviously, if you're standing right there next to the car and you can pay at the pump and you're standing, you know, you don't have to take them out then. But you don't want to leave a child unattended ever for any reason. And it's the consequences of something bad happening would be so far outweigh the inconvenience. You know, sometimes people think it's only going to be a really short period of time, but it is so, so critical to just never do it. Just never, never.
And since you don't know, it's not worth the risk.
It's not worth the risk, absolutely.
And then we also talked about there's a small percentage of kids who weren't left in the car but get into a car.
Yeah, around 20 or so percent, it varies from year to year, are children who are just, you know, they're naturally inquisitive creatures. They explore, they climb in trunks, they climb in cars, whatever. And then we make these, you know, kinder locks so that they can't get out when they're in the back seat. I actually did a little experiment with my granddaughter when she was about four. I put her in the back seat. I was just standing there. I said, now get out. And she couldn't. She tried both back doors, and she couldn't get out. She didn't realize that if she had just gone through the front seats, the front doors would have been unlocked. So children don't know those things. And there have been tragic cases where children just couldn't get out of cars, even 4, 5, 6-year-old. I'm talking older children, not little infants. So it's not very clear to them necessarily that there are other ways out. There are other ways out of trunks. There are things to prevent trunk entrapment. But if you don't teach children never, ever to play in cars, cars aren't toys, and teach parents the importance of always locking their vehicles when they're at home or on the driveway or wherever, and then not leaving the keys around. I mean, children see us doing that all the time, and then they learn and they go, oh, let's go play in the car. Let's play, you know, driver. And it can be very, very dangerous. So you want to make sure that your car is always locked. Kids can't get in it, whether your kids, neighbors' kids, children wandering around, and because that makes up a fairly significant chunk of the children dying in cars as well.
Very good. We have just a minute left. If you had one final message you wanted to leave with our listeners this morning, what would that be?
Don't think it can never happen to you. Always, you know, create a plan that works for you and your family. Create those reminders. And if you ever see a child in a car, take action and immediately call 911. And then, you know, stay right there with the child, try to interact, whatever. But report it right away so that that could be saving a child's life. Could really make a big difference.
Take action.
Take action, exactly.
Wonderful. The tragedy of a child trapped in a dangerously hot car is that such deaths are entirely preventable. Whether a parent is rushed or distracted and forgets or doesn't realize they're putting their child in danger, we need to help prevent these tragic deaths. Talk to the parents in your circles, post reminders in your community, and report a child if you see one in danger by calling 911. This has been Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and I want to thank Emily Crown from Fire Rescue Montgomery for joining me to talk about this very important topic. Remember, kids need connections. We are all responsible for connecting with the children in our communities, and we can each help families thrive. For more information about keeping kids safe and out of cars, as well as other parenting topics, visit the SCAN website at scanva.org.